We greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and we pray that you are finding yourself blessed in this day. We're going to be talking today about dealing with disappointments. If you will look on the website, you will see there is a place where you may copy the form that has two pages, and the topic, of course, is dealing with disappointment, and you can follow along with us. First of all, in starting out, we use as a scripture from Proverbs, the 13th chapter, verse 12. That's our basic scripture, saying, "Hope deferred maketh the heart sick, but when the desire cometh, it is a tree of life." Now, that verse simply lets us know that when we're hoping for something, our spirit, if it doesn't happen soon, our spirit gets sick, or our spirit gets disappointed, or we get to the point where we feel low and depressed. Not to the point where we're about to give up, but we do feel bad about the thing not happening. And the second part of that scripture says, "But when the desire cometh, it is a tree of life," meaning that when that thing that you've been hoping for and wanting to happen finally does happen, it is like life to your soul, just grows up inside of your spirit, like it says, a tree that grows inside. It's like that, a tree of life, where you can just all the time draw off of the testimony of how good the Lord is. Now, if you have your syllabus ready, we want to look at the first section. The first one is disappointment. The first word up there is disappointment. I have several lines under that. And there are three things that you can write down. And once again, because it's a recording, you can go back and listen to it again. Number one, the first definition of disappointment is to fail to satisfy a hope, desire, or expectation. That simply means that when you have a hope or desire, or you're expecting something and you don't get it satisfied, or it doesn't happen, then that means that you have received a disappointment. That's one definition of disappointment. The second definition is a frustration at not having attained an expected end. You expected something to happen, but you are frustrated because it didn't happen. You waited and waited and it didn't happen. The third definition is a desire unfulfilled. In other words, you've been let down. Something that you were really wanting to happen and you were let down. How many of us have ever had our heart broken? All of us in one way or another have had something to happen that disappoints us. But God wants us to learn how to, as Christians, deal with disappointment. On the syllabus, the first thing we have is the word desire. And we want to talk about desire in the reference to disappointment. First of all, in looking at Psalms 37 and 4, the Bible lets us know that if we delight ourselves in the Lord, He shall give us the desires of our heart. Now, one of the things that I understand with desires, and you can write this down under desire, it can be godly or ungodly. In other words, your desires can be good desires or they can be bad desires. They can be desires that God would be pleased with, or they can be desires in which God would not be pleased with. But as the scripture tells us to delight ourselves in the Lord, and He shall give us the desires of our heart. The second thing to write down under desire is that desire is an emotion that we all have. It's something that every human being has. We have a desire for something. We desire more success in things. We desire to be able to fulfill our purpose. We desire to be a good mother. We desire to be a good father. We desire to be a good church member. We desire to be a millionaire one day. We desire so many things. But just like any other emotion, it is one that we have and which has to come under the rule of the Almighty God. The third thing to write down under desire is that either desire will be fulfilled or disappointed. When you have desire, it's either going to happen or it's not going to happen. And if it doesn't happen, that is when we have disappointment. But one of the things we want you to understand and to know is that desire, when it is unfulfilled, and we are children of God, we learn how to give over to God and not give in to our emotions and not allow our emotions to get us too far out of the way. So remember that desire is it can be godly or ungodly, and it's an emotion that we all have, and either it's going to happen or it's not going to happen, the desire that we have. In the fourth chapter of James, verse 2, the Bible lets us know. It says, "You lust and have not, ye kill and desire to have, and cannot obtain. You fight and war, yet ye have not, because you ask not." Now, James here is illustrating how that we all have our desires, and sometimes our desires are not good desires. They are desires that are not pleasing to God. And then sometimes our desire isn't fulfilled simply because we haven't asked God. Praise God. Number two, under expectation on your syllabus. There are three things I would like you to write down. The first thing I want you to write down is that expectation is what do you think you should have? That's one thing you need to ask yourself. What do you think you should have? Do you think you're worthy of this? Do you think this is something that God wants you to have? Is it written in His Word? Has it been promised to you? If it has been promised, then you know that God wants you to have it. But what do you think you should have? That's what expectation is. I expect what I think I should have. Looking at the first chapter of the book of Philippians, the Bible says, "According to my earnest expectation and my hope, that in nothing I shall be ashamed, but that with all boldness, as always, so now also Christ shall be magnified in my body, whether it be by life or by death." That my expectation is that I may always be pleasing to God. And that earnest expectation is my hope. The second thing to remember on expectation is to keep your expectations high. If you expect negative, negative is going to happen. If you expect less, then you'll get it. There's an old saying is to shoot for the stars. And if you miss, you may land on the moon. So always aim high. Keep your expectation high. But what do we do when we expect high and we get low? Well, we'll talk about that in just a moment. The third thing to write down on the expectation is keep your expectation positive. I don't care how bad the situation look. I don't care how negative things are. I don't care what they said. I don't care what the devil said. I don't care what your family says. I don't care what the internet said. Keep your expectations high. Look at the Word of God. See what the Word of God says. The Word of God speaks on the things that we can expect from God exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think. So keep your expectation positive. Not only high, but keep it positive. That's the third point. Keep your expectation positive. God bless you. Now, number three, the word delay. I want you to write these three things down and remember them. All right. First of all, delay is the enemy of desire. When you desire something, a delay or a putting off or it not happening at the time, it's the enemy. It's the thing that causes you to get frustrated and cause the disappointment to come in the first place. So you have the desire. You have it positive. You're looking for great things. And then the enemy of desire comes, which is you have to wait for it to happen. But as we said at the beginning in Proverbs 13 and 12, when that hope waits too long, then we become spiritually sick. So today we want to be able to encourage you to know that God is on your side and don't give up. Keep your expectations high and positive. The second thing to write under delay is that delay signifies that there's a possible change in plan. See, that's something that the children of God don't realize, that sometimes a God's delay is saying to you, your plans are not good. I have a better plan in mind. So just wait a while I change things. Isn't that wonderful to know that God may be changing some things for your good? That He's changing whatever it is. The reason why it's delaying, God wants it for your good. He's changing it. So that delay is not a bad thing. So that's the third thing to write down, is that delay is not denial. So when you get a delay in what you're hoping for, that does not mean that God has said no. It just means that He's saying wait. God always answers three ways: definitely yes, definitely no, definitely wait. Delay is not denial. Now that we've given you all of this, we want to go to the next part of our paper, which we're going to give you something to do while you're waiting on God. And what we're going to do is simply tell you this and give you the scripture, and we pray that you may be blessed while we do this. First of all, on your syllabus, it says, what do I do? Now, under letter A, it says, know God. So you need to know him. First, you need to be in relationship to know his heart. You need to know God's heart. Know how God feels about a thing. And the only way to do that, of course, is in the Word of God. Just from Philippians 3 and 8, the Bible says, yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus, my Lord, to whom I have suffered the loss of all things and do count them but dung that I may win Christ. Here Paul is saying all he wants to do is to know Christ. He wants to know him, to be intimately knowledge of Christ Jesus. The second part of know God, the second thing to write down, is understand he wants all things for your good. And I know we're all familiar with Romans 8:28. The Bible says, for we know that all things work together for the good to those that love the Lord, to those that are called according to his purpose. Praise God. So no matter what has happened, God wants it for your good. So know him. Know that God wants this thing for your good. Now, under letter B, the next section says hope in God. So now letter A says know God, and letter B says hope in God. The first thing I want you to write down is never give up on God. Now, I know many of you have heard that song that says, don't give up on God, for he won't give up on you. And what a blessing to know. God never gives up on you. And I don't care how foolish we get sometimes. And sometimes I would want to give up on some of us, but God never gives up on us. Amen. Looking at Hebrews 10 and 35, the Bible says, cast not away therefore your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. So don't throw away your confidence. Don't throw away your confidence in God. Don't throw it in the trash yet. Don't give up yet. Don't say, I'm tired now. My hope has just gotten to the point where I'm just tired. I've waited too long. The delay is too long. I'm just tired of waiting. But don't throw away that confidence. Keep trusting in God. The second part of hope in God, I want you to write this down. Continually praise him. Continually praise him. Looking at Psalm 71, verse 14, the Bible says, but I will hope continually. And how long is continually? All the time. I will hope continually and will yet praise thee, the Bible says, more and more. So even though it doesn't seem like it's going to work out, keep hoping in God. And then as you feel like that your hope getting a little low, begin to praise him. Say, God, it ain't happened yet, but I'm trusting you that it's going to happen. Oh, I thank you, God, that it's going to happen. And when you praise, it releases the power of God in your life for that thing to happen. Now, on section 2, on page 2 of this particular teaching session, we have two more things and then we're going to be through. Letter C says, let God. See, now we already said to know God, to hope in God, and now let God. Looking at Psalms 37, verse 5, the Bible says, commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Write this down. Commit your soul. Commit your soul. Just give your soul over to God. Commit your soul to God. Write that down. Commit your soul to God. And of course, if you want to write in parentheses, the soul, as we teach, is the mind, the will, the emotions, the intellect, the personality, all of our inner workings that we deal with from day to day, the soul. Commit that to God. Give it over to God. The second part of let God, write this down. Relax your mind. Stop worrying so much. We spend so much time getting involved in our mind and trying to figure out what to do. Let God, let it go. Stop worrying about it. God already got it under control. Trust him. Relax your mind and stop worrying. And now we're entering the last section, letter D, and that is rest in God. Look back again at Psalms 37, verse 7. Verse 7 says, rest in the Lord. Oh, I just like the way that sounds. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospered in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Don't worry about them folk out there. You rest in God. Now write this down. Write this down. I want you to write this down. If God is not speaking, don't move too fast. Wait till God speaks. Now, when you pray, let him speak to you. If God is not speaking, don't move too fast. Because if he's not speaking and you jumping out there doing stuff, you're going to get your hope dashed and you're going to feel disappointed. The second thing, and then we're closing in this. When God does speak, move quietly and trust him. When God speaks, when he does speak now, I want you to move quietly, not only quietly, but quickly. Don't delay. I've been very guilty of that. Waiting. Know it was God, but I just kept waiting. Well, I just want to make sure. Nah, move. When God says move, move. Do a move. Move quickly, quietly. And then as you do, say, Lord, I trust you. Lord, I trust you. Yet evermore, as Psalm 71:14 says, yet evermore will I praise you as I hope in you. I pray that this teaching has been an encouragement to you to know that disappointment comes, especially to the believer. But we have a hope in God that we can always trust him. And we're thankful for the opportunity to share this with you. Continue to look up unto him who is the author and finisher of our faith. God bless you. Stay tuned for more. Amen.